My question is, how do you find that balance between trying to get them to do what you ask them to do and being grandma?
Yeah, the grandma part all of a sudden changes that dynamic, doesn't it? You know, as a parent, you're younger, you're maybe have more vitality, and now all of a sudden you're a grandparent, you've already raised kids, maybe you're at a different stage when it comes to your strength and priorities, and maybe some of the dreams that you had are kind of gone as a result of having to step in and, as we say today, be a second-time parent. And God bless you for stepping in the gap. That's what we're going to talk about today, and if you want to leave a story on our storyline, give us a call at 888-888-1717. Before we get to our calls, let's hear the rest of your comments, Jennifer. I think they set the tone pretty well.
Hi, my name is Jennifer. I am actually a grandma, and I watch my grandkids several days a week. My question is, how do you find that balance between trying to keep them, you know, get them to do what you ask them to do and being grandma and not having to be like a disciplinarian? I just want to enjoy them and love them, but yet I have to always, you know, make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing or if they're listening to me and not doing things that, you know, that are not right or not what they're supposed to be doing anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. We're grandparents too, Jennifer, and we understand what you're talking about. In your case, you know, mom and dad are engaged, but you're helping out a few days a week. But there are some grandparents who have stepped in to the gap and they have become parents. And I think when we're in a role where we're supporting the parents, it begins by asking the parents, okay, what is it that you want? You know, what are the things that are important to you? I'm still going to be grandma. I'm still going to be grandpa. And I think we get some special privileges, frankly, as a result of, I guess, living through raising our own kids. But in the process, what are some things that are important for the parents to make sure that we're honoring them when it comes to discipline? And I agree with you. It can be difficult because you want to be grandma. You don't want to be mom. You don't want to be a disciplinarian. But I think setting some reasonable rules, you've got a lot of experience. You've been down the trail. And I think those things can be a really positive thing for you. And today, as we talk to grandparents raising their grandkids or helping out with the grandkids, we're going to give you some more advice. So again, welcome to Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Stephen. If you want to participate, share your story on our comment line today. All you have to do is give us a call at 888-888-1717. And before we get into the calls, I just want to say a huge thank you to those of you who are helping us close out this fiscal year here in June. We need your help. There's been a need for $50,000 additional dollars to close that gap. And boy, we're a long ways toward that, well over 40% now. And so I thank you for helping out and being a part of the ministry. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, and press number 2 or go to theintentionallife.com. And thank you for your support.
You know, my grandma, Randy, she never stopped praying. And for 21 years of my life, that woman prayed behind the scenes.
And his parents, that are the grandparents to my children, prayed faithfully for each one of their grandchildren.
They raised me in the Lord, and they wanted me to know who he was and have a personal relationship with him.
Lower stress by keeping things simple. I am Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Under pressure of persecution, the first century church kept things very simple. It says in Acts chapter 2 that they broke bread in their homes and ate together with a glad and sincere heart. Boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? Keep your focus on Christ. Maybe you have a small group, but if you don't, get into one. Live daily. We've talked about decluttering your life as one of the steps in the process of living an intentional life. And celebrate the small things. We live in a world that is full of a lot of stress, partly because we bring the stress into our life. So can I encourage you today to lower the stress by keeping things simple in your life, in your relationships? And when you do, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Catherine is, on the line in New Mexico. Hey, Catherine, how are you today?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Good. Are you a grandparent?
Yes, I am. 14 times over.
Oh, congratulations.
I also have 3 great-grandchildren.
And are you stepping in the gap, having to raise
My husband and I stepped in the gap 17 years ago when it wasn't that big of a deal. You know, there wasn't that many, but there was a few grandparents raising grandkids. We did it because we love our grandkids. We did it because these 2 children needed a chance at life.
Mm.
And we did it because we believe that God asked us to.
Mm. How old are they now?
Oh, Harley's 20. She's going to the University of New Mexico. She's studying to be an international accountant.
Wow, good for her.
My grandson, Alex, is in the U.S. Army. He is a mechanic and a recovery. He's in a recovery unit when they're out, you know.
Yeah.
Doing stuff.
So you stepped in 17 years ago and raised them,
sir,
on your own, you and your husband, for
my
all those years.
And I.
So they were just little kids at the time.
Yes, they were. They were very 3 and 2, I think.
How were you intentional during that time? What are some things you did that made that work?
Well, we got them enrolled in church. The state of Arizona was in our home constantly. And my husband and I went to a church in Clarkdale, a Baptist church in Clarkdale. And we got them involved in it. You know, that's just what we did. I was raised an Episcopalian. My dad, we went to church every Sunday. And it was just something that my husband and I decided to do when we got married.
Mm-hmm. So 17 years later, or more than that, but 17 years later, you look back, one's in the Army, one's getting trained, and you stood in the gap. Did you have to sit down and think about some of the things, like, hey, what about finances and health and that kind of thing?
Oh, gosh, yeah, we did. Unfortunately, we went through my 401K.
Mm. So are you now finding that you've...
We live month to month now, but I wouldn't have changed it. That's just it. I would not have changed what we did for all the money in the world.
Mm. All right, Catherine, thank you for your call. God bless you. There's a grandparent stepping in the gap. You know, you do what you have to do. That's one of the posts here that came up online saying, hey, you just got to do what you got to do. You know, you're a grandparent, you love those kids, and you want the best for them. But now Catherine's saying, hey, they're living paycheck to paycheck, or in this case, just day to day. So to the extent you can, you know, really thinking through some of the mechanics of at this stage, you know, the window is not as large number of years to be able to plan for the future. But God bless you. Thank you, Catherine. Appreciate it. Let me see here. Let me get, if I can make my mouse work here. There we go. Gina's on the line in Arizona. Hey, Gina.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. And you?
Good. Doing well. Thanks for asking. What's says here you're a granddaughter.
Yes, I am. And I am also a grandmother at this time. However, my point for calling was just to offer support and encouragement for those grandparents who have stepped in or may have to step in. I'm so very thankful and grateful that that's what happened in my life many, many years ago. My grandma raised my brother and I.
How old were you when you moved in with grandma?
12.
What did she teach you? What did you learn through that process?
The biggest takeaway is she was very faith-filled, and even though I know she was often worried about how we might manage, she always said, don't worry, God will provide, we will find a way, and she always did.
Did you feel secure during those years?
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea how it was just such a big difference. I mean, the worry was gone. The stress was gone. I was able to be a child then, you know.
Yeah. How's that impacted you today? Are you a parent, you said?
No? I am. I am a parent of two wonderful adult sons, and I now have two beautiful grandsons that I get to see often. That's why I moved to Arizona from the Midwest.
Wow.
I moved here from Iowa.
Did that was that a sudden kind of a thing? You ended up with grandma at age 12, or was that something that was progressive? You saw it coming.
Looking back, it was a sudden thing in that there was something very traumatic that occurred in our home. But I also know that we were with her prior to the move. We were with her every weekend, all weekend long. Yeah. And I think that she knew, you know, better than we did what the issues were. Mm. And then there was a traumatic incident that kind of forced, that move to happen.
Well, listen, your grandma's, based on your years you're talking about, your grandma's probably in heaven now, right?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Happy for her.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's not a day goes by, and that's what I told the young lady who reached out to me when I called in. There's not a day that goes by that I don't thank God for her and her influence, because my brother and I are pretty well adjusted. We're successful, loving, giving people, and we raised our own families, and I just don't know where I would have been without her.
That's great. Hey, listen.
So if I could just offer support and encouragement to those folks who are doing it, you may think, oh my gosh, I can't do this another day. You know, take a deep breath and say a prayer and keep marching on, because those kids, they will thank you.
Well, we thank you, Gina, for sharing your story, which is encouraging. You know, I think one of the things about living intentionally that we try to teach is don't live a life where you're going to have a lot of regrets. I think there's always some, you know, getting through a whole lifetime and not looking back and thinking to yourself, I should have or could have. That's just part of the process. But when we live our lives in a way that we start banking these regrets, collecting them, here's the question I think you ask as a grandparent today, and maybe you're right in it right now, and you're feeling that stress. You're raising that grandchild. Maybe you're feeling angry. I talk to grandparents that get angry because their kids are irresponsible, and now with the growing problem with opioid addiction and other kinds of addictions and problems that occur, grandparents are more and more stepping up into the gap, and there's a sense of anger that can be associated with that. To every day remind yourself, I want to live a life intentionally without regrets. I don't want to look back someday and think, you know, I should have stepped up or I should have thought this through, or we should have dealt with this issue. But to live a life where every day, doing that next right one thing that honors Christ, doing that next right one thing that'll draw you closer in your relationship with Him, and to be the kind of grandparent that your children need, that's a great gift that you're giving to them. And you're hearing the stories. You're hearing these no regret stories coming in today. So we applaud what you're doing. All 2.7 million of you raising grandchildren in America today. All right, the phone line's open. We'd love to hear your story. If you're a grandparent, maybe you've been through it. Maybe you're past. Maybe you're just getting into it. Or like the call we just had, you're the grandchild that was raised in that home. We'd love to hear from you. What have you learned? What have been your challenges? How would you encourage another grandparent listening today?
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, by the way, we appreciate your support. It means an awful lot to us. And, you know, talking about experiencing aha moments. These are moments in time where our lives can be radically changed, and that's a powerful thing. That's why we present the lessons that we do. That's why we prepare programs and events and publications and books and podcasts and the things here at Intentional Living. And I just need to tell you, as we're just beyond the halfway point now in this last month of our fiscal year, how much I appreciate those of you who have been so faithful in supporting every month. You've put it on the auto program and you've continued to support, or you've sent in those special one-time love gifts. Thank you for doing that. Let me just share where we are. We're closing this month. Your regular support is necessary and needed and important. And we had some friends of the ministry that said, hey, the $50,000 additional need to close the gap, we want to match the first $10,000 of that. And you've done that. So that means we're over 40% now, on our way to 50% of the need being met, with about 50% of the month left. So can I just ask you, as a friend, someone who appreciates what we're trying to do, that you join me and the rest of the team in the mission. I'm not asking you to do something we don't do. My wife and I, we support this mission because we believe in it as well. And your additional love gift, if you're a current member, maybe a 13th month, or a special one-time gift, as generous as you can be, would be so appreciated right now. And I'll keep the reports coming right to the end of the month. How do you do that? You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or go on over to the website at theintentionallife.com. Click on donate, theintentionallife.com. Boy, you're going to be a part of something really important as people come to Christ, lives changed because of your support in part. So God bless you. Thank you for standing with us.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
All right, let's get back to the program. Let's go to Georgia. Patricia, you're next. Thank you for being so patient with us today.
No problem. I love your show, so it wasn't no problem.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you called. Are you a grandma?
Yeah, I'm a great grandmama. I'm 61 years old. I'm a great grandmama.
Well, good for you. Are you raising your grandkids? Or are they living with you?
Yeah, they live with me. And the great grandbaby does too.
Now, did you expect that to happen, or was this, here we go?
No, I didn't expect it to happen, but when it happened, I just knew that he brought me through. You know, I had 8 children, and he let me raise all 8 of those. And I know that he can. Let me tell you, when my daughter was 15, she went to YDC. We discovered that she was pregnant. Then when she had the baby, I had to leave my job and go to the hospital. And when that baby came out, there was no doubt what I was going to do. Because she deserves a chance in life.
Amen.
Just like two parents, you know, children do, and the mama. So the hospital let me stay there so she could spend some time with the baby. She had about 3 more months. Well, the baby was 5 months when she got out, and we had bonded, and she was still doing what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
I was going to let that affect my grandbaby.
Yeah, so you had to stand in the gap.
Another one.
Yeah,
she had another one, and 2 years later, she was full of drugs because she had got out, and she had that drugs in her. That baby cried 23 hours out of the day. I was working. My son helped me take care of her. But when I came home, he was like, here, this is your turn now. Bye. But we took well, we he helped me a lot take care of them.
Well, and how long ago
I
was that?
No regrets.
How long ago was that?
Like 18 years.
Listen.
One is 18, one is 16. And both of them still stay with me. The 18-year-old has a 1.5-year-old little baby boy. And he calls me mama.
Oh.
So
listen, Patricia, there are a bunch of people listening who want to wrap their arms all the way around you in Georgia and say, God bless you. Your tender spirit of saying, hey, it was just like, hey, I got to do this. Didn't expect it. Wouldn't have
gone out and said, hey, this is what I want to do. Wouldn't want to see my daughter having babies at 15 and being on drugs and going through that and then doing it again. But you do what you have to do. And I think you speak for a lot of grandparents today with maybe different stories, but the same bottom line of saying, you know, there's a point in life where you look at your family, look at the people that you love, and you might be really angry about what you're seeing, but you step up and say, I got to do what I got to do. And then allowing God to strengthen you to do it. And what I hear in your voice, which is pretty precious, Patricia, I didn't hear resentment. And you can, you know, I think we all could have that. But you just say, hey, you got to step up and know that through all things, God will give you the strength and he'll give you the courage to go through it. We don't wish it on our families or our kids, but sometimes it happens. Patricia, I'm glad you're listening in Georgia. I'm glad that the radio station there, Family Life Radio Station, is reaching you and encouraging you, and that's why we do this. So thank you for taking the time to call, and God bless you with those grandkids and the great-grandkids too, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Beautiful Georgia. Hey, listen, we just started. We're having so much fun. We're going to stay here. How about that? You want to all stay here? We're going to stay here. Even though we go off the air live and the station does other things, we're going to stay here and continue to record a program that'll air later. So if you're a grandparent, you want to weigh in on this, you got a thought, you got a lesson you've learned, a story you want to share, or a word of encouragement to someone, would you call us? And we'll get you on this next half hour here. We'll record it, and then you can hear yourself when it airs at another date. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. When you go to the website, two very important events coming up. We've got our Hope for Your Home Conference. And again, a reminder, Glendale, April 21st at Glendale Nazarene Church, selling out very quickly. So just a reminder, if you've been waiting, talk to your spouse, or if you're a single person coming, hey, get the group together, come yourself. We're gonna have a good time. Marriage, yeah, we'll talk about marriage, but you're gonna learn about relationships in the process. And Kevin's got a lot of good stuff on parenting. And then that's coming up April 21st. Then October 10th, this fall, my wife Donna and I and some of our team, this really unique week-long tour in Washington, D.C. We're going to be going to the Museum of the Bible, tour of the White House and the Capitol and the monuments, and really talking about the biblical heritage of our nation, spiritual heritage of our nation. And we're going to pray for our nation about, what, 2 or 3 weeks before the election. And boy, do we need that. So come on and be a part of it. You can find out the information that you need at our website, theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. To the 2.7 million American grandparents raising grandchildren today, a few of you are probably listening, not all, but those who are, God bless you for standing in the gap for those grandkids. You're giving a great gift to all of us as a nation by what you're doing, and to your family and to that precious child or children in your home. God bless you for doing that. Meditation is something we're pretty busy not doing these days. You know, in Psalm 1, it says, delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night. Scripture talks about meditation. Today, we got meditation seen as something that's non-Christian. But the Bible teaches us that we're to meditate. The question is, what do you meditate on? The mindfulness movement so often focuses on clearing your mind and just eliminating, focusing on anything. And we're commanded to focus on God's Word, on His truth, on His teaching. And so we need to be more focused on meditation. Hard thing for me to do.
That's an excerpt from the lesson this month from Intentional Living. And you know, all of the things that we are able to do together through the ministry, the radio program, podcast, the events, and these teachings and books and everything is a result of really a very special group of people who step up and say, you know, I listen to the radio, but I want to be a part of a mission that's reaching out beyond and touching the lives of people today coming to Christ, people who are struggling in their marriage, people who need to make a decision, a new decision, to experience their life the way God intended, and I want to be a part of it. And I consider you all a very special group of people because you get it. And I want to thank you for standing with us. You've heard me mention, and we're going to keep it going here for the next couple of weeks. We're closing out our fiscal year here at Intentional Living on June 30th. And we came into this month with a need of $50,000 additional dollars to close the gap so we can be in a position to carry on into this next fiscal year. And already we're well over 40% of that goal met. And I just want to ask you if you'd step up and help us. Your love gift today, whatever it is, let me give you a couple ideas. If you're a current member, maybe a 13th month. If you're giving $50 a month, maybe another $50, or maybe for a first time to share $100, or maybe God's blessed you and you could share that $2,000 gift. Boy, we'd appreciate it. Whatever it is, join us at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717.
Yeah, hi, my name is Eric. I was not adopted, but and was raised by my grandmother and grandfather, and it was quite a God thing because my mom, of course, went on to be living like the world for quite a while, and I was raised in a very Christian home and taught the ways of Christ, and now none of my grandmother's children want to take care of her now that she's 95 years old, and so now I am taking care of my grandmother in the home, and it's been very struggling but very rewarding at the same point. And I know it was all God's way and his providence on how he did things. Have a great day.
Hey, listen, you're a young man and you deserve in my opinion, an added jewel in the crown when you get to heaven someday. That is really quite a testimony. And I wonder, you know, we're the kids. Come on, guys, ladies, as we provide for our parents and help them and care for them, and having a grandson step up says something about the character of this young man. You know, it says something about the character of grandparents today, too, that have stepped up and taken care of their grandkids. God bless you for doing it. You're not alone. And we love you, and we're praying for you, and we're here for you here at Intentional Living every day. We've got to run. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Stephen, Jennifer, and the rest of the team. We're here because Intentional Living is on our heart. We want you to experience life the way God intended. We'll be back next time. If you want to know more, go to theintentionallife.com. Thank you for your support. And remember, Intentional Living is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.